Hello, dear listener. This is the Glory Place Podcast with Tim Daniels. On this podcast, we share insights from the Word of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on matters concerning our relationship with God, the Christian faith, and the Christian life from a balanced perspective. We believe you will be enlightened, inspired, challenged, and blessed as you listen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Hello once again, and thank you for tuning in to this episode. I have titled this one, God in the Psalms and Songs. And the big question I will be attempting to answer on this episode is, are secular songs good or bad for a Christian? So, have you ever wondered why every human being, including babies, respond to pleasant sounds and enjoys listening to songs or music of some sort? I find it quite amazing, and I often wonder why. Especially because no matter a person's age, race, or tribe, and no matter the level the person has attained in life, they will still enjoy at least one genre of music. Also, considering the thousands of religions we have in the world today, there is literally none that does not involve the use of sounds or songs of some sort as part of their rituals or means of worship. Many also do agree that music is food for the soul, having good therapeutic abilities. But is that really all there is to songs? Could there be a greater purpose from God's perspective? So music for ages has made a massive impact on lives and generations in no small way, with some of the most renowned celebrities today emanating from the music industry. So God, our creator, and the devil, his archenemy, both have an interest in this vital aspect of humanity. We know from the Bible that sounds and songs are a major core in heaven, with myriads of angels and other heavenly beings worshipping God nonstop with sounds that we can only fathom from the perspective of eternity. Also, we know from the Bible that the angel Lucifer, now called Satan or the devil, before his fall, he was a chief musician amongst the heavenly hosts, and his makeup was framed with sounds and unusual musical abilities. Also, little wonder that the only man in the Bible whom God referred to as a man after his heart, talking about the King David, he was known to be a prolific musician, songwriter, singer, and an instrumentalist. And to this day, the book of Psalms in the Bible, largely written by him, is one of the most vital books in the Bible used for worship and prayers. Even in the church back in the days, till this day, the choir or worship department is the most popular and most dignified, the department which most congregations cannot do without. And then in the secular world also, most social vices and social justice movements today are often championed by popular musicians. So from all indications, there seems and there really is much more to songs and sounds than the natural mind comprehends. And music simply being acclaimed as food for the soul would not do justice to the questions in our minds. The truth, however, is that God created all living creatures and beings on earth for his own glory. And he puts the ability for sounds and songs in them to bring him pleasure, just as the angelic and other celestial beings do in heaven. This, however, has surely attracted the interest of God's archenemy, who also desires the worship of earthly beings, since he could not win that of heaven. So there is really no music or songs that are incapable of having either a positive or a negative impact on a person's mind, and consequently the person's life, because it will only be a matter of time before the listener starts to behave and become like whatever or whoever the songs are glorifying, oftentimes even unconsciously. So it now becomes important that we guard our ears, even as much as we guard our hearts, because the ear is also one of the vital gates into a person's life. We must pay attention to the kind of songs we listen to if we really desire to grow spiritually, because songs are also mediums for spiritual worship and edification. Yes, I know some may say they only listen to secular songs for entertainment purposes, or that they are just listening to the instrumentals or rhythm of the songs and not the lyrics. And yes, the Bible may not be explicitly against entertainment. After all, on one occasion, it was written that Jesus attended a wedding event and even turned water to wine for them when the wine got exhausted. And I believe most likely they were not providing spiritual, in quote, entertainment at that wedding. But this does not still dispute the fact that most songs, especially those ones that attain widespread popularity, they do have a spirit behind them, and it is either the spirit of God or it is not. And also, if it is entertainment a believer wants, we have some beautiful Christian songs, in quotes, today that are not edifying in any way, but just for listening pleasure. And also some great gospel concerts also include, which are not spiritual in any way, but just for pure entertainment. Those would actually be more preferable than giving one's ears consistently to secular songs, which are inspired by strange spirits, propagating non-Christian values, which may end up defiling one's mind and soul with things like lust, pride, hatred, idolatry, or the likes, rather than providing the so-called food for the soul which the person is seeking. And so the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 18 to 19, from the God's Word translation, it says, "Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit by reciting psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs for your own good. Sing and make music to the Lord in your hearts." And Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, from the King James Version says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." And lastly, Psalms chapter 150, verse 6, from the King James Version, it says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." So indeed, God made all things to bring him glory, even in their sounds and in their songs. And everything else that exists for any other purpose other than this will not stand the test of eternity. And the point I'm trying to make here is, if the sounds or songs are not drawing you or others into a greater awareness of God and his presence, or creating in you a hunger for a deeper relationship and fellowship with God, then it does not add any eternal value to your life or the lives of others. And for your own good, you should not make a habit of giving your ears to such songs. And that is just what the whole talk is about on this episode. And so as I close, I leave you with this food for thought. Since heaven would be made up of people from different races and diverse languages, in what language do you think everyone would sing or worship in heaven? And thank you for taking the time to listen. And please feel free to share to enlighten someone. God bless you and see you in another episode. Jesus Christ is Lord. God is still in charge. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Glory Place podcast. The Glory Place is a place where true peace, hope, and rest are found. To find out more information about the Glory Place Ministry, please visit our website at www.theglorieplaceministry.org. Thank you, and God bless you.